Let's clear our energy fields, please.
This is January the 16th, Saturday, 1993. We're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Do we have to go through all that again? Today is EJ's brother's wedding day in Amarillo, Texas. We wish them a happy marriage. The rest of the conversation is lost. It's all right. All have to understand that the closer we get to really, really making an impact and ironing out differences, smoothing the road, if you will, the harder they hit. We don't have a group here. I'm going to show you why we don't have a group here. We have just been through the most incredible legal experience, and the only thing that is going to save the day is that at least half the group followed the instructions. I cannot expect you ones to always believe that I know best. On the other hand, when there is doubt, err on the side of simply doing it correctly, and it will leave you in good standing. We do not have a group. We have various and sundry businesses, jobs, expressions, and then when we can have the time, we meet, and this is camaraderie time. And yet we also have to have the time to express in a business way. We also must have a way to reach out to our brothers, the four corners at least of this nation, and then on into New Zealand, South Africa, Norway, England. You're at an incredible crossroads with your planet. Saddam Hussein is trying his dead level best to maintain sovereignty for a little place called Iraq. Is Saddam Hussein a wondrously purified, godly person? Well, he's getting there. He's losing a lot of that greed that he had when he thought the greed monsters were keeping their word with him. Now, I'm not going to go into what God thinks and doesn't think, but I would express a great deal of entertainment and amusement at 110 planes going in to bomb four targets and miss three of them. And they're supposedly to take out the radar installations, and they only were able to downgrade them. What do you suppose that means? And you have a shuttle running around up there somewhere playing with the toys to teach the little children in the classroom what aerobics are about. Do you really believe that's what they're doing? They have a satellite out there that was the reason for this, quote, journey. And they said that they were going to be testing with this little gadget, big gadget, the rays coming off of distant stars. They are doing not one confounded thing more or less than reading the photon belt. They know you are moving into it. Now, why do you think that we're able to reproduce to you Gayandriana? To some, that's Chondriana. That is an incorrect name for the little life form. It means living crystalline life form. And I would interrupt right here to say that Rick has done a beautiful write-up, but it certainly is not, I'm sorry, suitable to be sending out. There are one or two others that have created a very similar product, and by expressing it in this particular manner in a flyer that would go to everyone, you're just going to get a whiplash. I covered it sufficiently for any flyer. We're treating it. It is a food supplement. It is nothing more than a vitamin supplement. It truly is nothing more than adding a whole life product like yeast or chlorella, the algae products, to your diet. The reason that you put it under your tongue, or you can sniff it up your nose if you've got a nose spray or dropper, that will also relieve the dryness from the air. It's really good if you once had humidifiers to use them. I went into that, and maybe I'll ask Dr. Young to express in here in a little bit why you need humidity, higher humidity. And your rooms get completely depleted. You see, trees and plants begin to go dormant when humidity hits a level of 6% saturation. This is why you can irrigate into infinity and you may produce crops, and underground crops will do especially well, your carrots, potatoes, etc. But all things, including the maturing fruit, will not do well in dry times. And it's interesting why. You are approaching the photon belt. You are having fallout already from these unseen, really basically unmeasurable with the technology that they allow you to use, amounts of these rays. Photon simply means light, so let's not get hung up on it. Handled properly with the intake of Gayandriana, my goodness, I've got that wrong. Dharma. She's sick of me anyway. I have to apologize to her. I have been writing extremely technical material, and it's mind-boggling. And it's very hard to sit and write these things that you don't know anything about. With the intake of Gianna, she's not going to be good. I'm going to pull her, I'm going to pull her string in a minute. I'm going to call it by its real name.
That clear liquid, that's soon available.
Right. We'll go back to calling it Chondriana, okay? Gia simply meaning life, living. It will perfect your cells so that in the changing radiation or irradiation, whichever you understand better, you will be able to absorb, counter, handle these rays. And with the increased radiation from these higher frequency rays that get beyond your ability to sight, these X-rays, if you will, you're going to have a very, very high frequency happening to you. And under those circumstances, the living organism will cause your body to match that. So ones who have wanted to play at invisibility, ascension, you will find that if you do your homework, you can get there. Because when the frequency reaches 16.94333 on your weather band radio signals, that is the level of visibility or invisibility to the human being. That is when a craft becomes visible, becomes manifest. And of course, anything higher than that begins to cause invisibility. So when your body circulation, your whole system is speeded to that point, you're going to be able to become invisible also. Now, you knew God would not leave you with some magic trick. And the reason that this life cellular structure has not been left on your place is because of the various and sundry cycles that the planet has had to go through in its experience, and it's only now again possible to have life-sustaining substance for this particular life form. It is the first. It is the seed of life. Now, I don't know how to express that. It's certainly not a medicine. It is part of your very being. It will adapt itself to every cell in your body. It will go first with impact to the malfunctioning cells, to the damage, to the mutation. It isn't really that it goes there necessarily first. It's just that if you have good, clean, functioning cellular structure, there isn't very much to do to it. It will just become part of the cell and it will live there. It is the precursor to your entire immune system. What you would in these days of attention getting, call your T cells, your lymphocytes, your phagocytes, for anyone into medicine. Mutation of cells is a totally normal, absolutely normal process. It is also absolutely normal in a well-working body for these instruments, tools, to go and remove mutation cells. Absorb them, cast them out. With the Gayatriyama, you will have I got it. Yeah. Knee have to play tricks on you once. What will happen is that these little persons go within the cell. Not only does the ganglion have the capability of dissolving that protein structure around a cell, and especially one that is struggling and has grown mutation cells in particular around the casing, you will find that this simply supplies more fuel. And from this you can produce what we will call ganglionets, which are killer cells. They go in there and all foreign substance will be slain, converted to fuel, or cast off. This is why it will help you to balance your body, but we're not going to get into some highfalutin, know me, know this, know that, know the other. I'm only going to deal with what you start with. And the more in tune you are with what you're doing, and the less big deal thing you make out of it, the better off we're all going to be. And you certainly do not go out there and say, we're going to cure everything. We are not going to cure anything. If you want to utilize the tools, and you have something you want cured, then you're going to have to do it. Otherwise, it is strictly harmless substance. Go pour it on your plants and let them heal themselves, as a for instance. Incredible, I suppose, to be considered by the masses of your people. No, it is the way you were made. You will simply begin to bring back unto this wonderful living organism called a body the balance that God gave you in the beginning. Darlene, tell us a little bit about a phone call you had. I don't want. And this is just with that which has been offered.
The gentleman called me, I believe.
Let's leave, please, because this will go out to everyone. Leave names. If it's appropriate to give place, that's fine. But let's maintain privacy.
Phone call.
Does
that work?
No.
Hello? Pour a little ganglion.
God bless. I got a phone call from a gentleman, I think he lives in Colorado, who had, I think he termed it a hiatal hernia. His wife had, will you hold it for me? Cancer, I think he said about 12 years ago, and it had gone into remission, and her headaches had started to return, and his hernia had been bad. His doctor wasn't able to cure it, and he'd been for almost a month now, I believe, he said, on the life crystals. His hernia is completely gone. He said he would never even know he has it now, and his wife's headaches have almost 100% subsided. And they attribute it to the life crystals.
Thank you. It isn't just the life crystals. So I have to be quick to tell you that. A hiatal hernia is one that a lot of people are cursed with. It's a herniation in the diaphragm around the esophagus, and it can back up food until you think you're going to pass away from sheer heartburn and misery, pain, discomfort, because of the pocketing structure of the hernia itself. It will trap food, trap liquids, trap anything, you know, and ferment. So they can be very, very distressing. What you do is not suddenly heal it. And physicians, even surgeons, have a great difficulty in repairing this particular malfunction or its stress to the diaphragm system. The diaphragm, of course, is that which moves up and down with your breathing. But as the whole life cellular structure is introduced, it will target itself once again to the malfunctioning organ. It will adjust itself to the same shape and DNA or in a structure of that malfunctioning cell. And it will begin to heal. It will begin to close. And knowing what it is supposed to do, it will do it properly. It will not close off and trap. It will heal properly if given the proper set of circumstances. Now, when we talk about malignancies, we have a little bit different situation. Carcinomas are usually treated in such a manner as to remove structure, kill it by radiation or chemotherapy, etc. Now, if you have a lump in the breast and it is removed surgically, that's one thing. If you have a lump in the breast and the entire breast is removed, you're not going to grow another one, probably. Not in your realm of experience and ability to know that you can do it. These little cells would search out their own kinds of cells to effort to do that for you. But because you are not mentally tuned, they will not have the frequency in the triggering mechanism, like a nerve ending will trigger. Your brain will send a signal through the nervous system to move, say, a muscle. Lift your leg, wiggle your toe, whatever. These are just automatically done. But you have forgotten about sending signals that say, all right, repair that cell, repair that nerve, grow another arm. So it will go to where it's needed, but it won't have any instructions as to what to do. When you intake the solution, you have powerful digestive juices. That's why I suggest always that you take and hold under the tongue for a while so that it can pass through that thin membrane. That's why the nasal passage is good. You've got the same kind of membrane within the nose passage that you do under the tongue. Basically, and these little cells can pass through. Or you can take an ounce or two when you are beginning and you're efforting to heal something. Put a little apple juice in it so that as it goes down, you don't dump the substance right on top of those stomach acids. Because obviously, on an empty stomach, you're going to get better results also. And part of the basic solution, which will have quite a bit of the healing aloe vera in it, will also, you know, aloe vera is excellent for healing ulcers, stomach ulcers. But aloe vera can also make you very nauseated if you take great quantities of it. So use your head. You cannot overdose. There's no such thing as overdose on it. But I want to tell you that the aloe vera will make you wish that you hadn't taken it in such great quantity. And it won't do you any good. The body will utilize what it needs for any given intake session and cast off the other. So there's no point in wasting it. But it's like vitamin C or any other supplement that your body is lacking in the beginning and under attack, being insulted by some organism, like you once have your colds and your flu, etc. It needs more because you have those little attacking microorganisms that are causing you trouble to start with. Now, as we go farther, we will also have for use, I don't even like the term antibiotic because that means anti-life form. But there will be something that will be akin to what you call the penicillin. And it will be a good bactericide or virucide. But we won't get into that now. You ladies who want a lovely skin, take a little bit of the liquid into your hand and wipe your face with it. Either before or after you wash it, you don't need to wash it. You once have real misinterpretations of how to attend your body. You stay so clean now that you can't even pick up vitamin D from the oil in your skin. So there are happy mediums to these things. On the other hand, you ones are putting shaving lotions, shaving creams, makeup, all of these things onto your skin, so do whatever you want about it. But I'm telling you that if you just put a few drops, teaspoon maybe, less, whatever, and put it on your face, immediately follow it with pure vitamin E. Not oil, not highly viscous. Just get some at the market. Well, you'll have to go to a health food store and get a little dropper bottle. Two or three drops all it takes. Put that on your skin. Then you can go right and do anything you want. You will be astounded at what this does. We will have, as we move along, and some was delivered to Dorma because I requested it. She had surgery years ago. And as the female goes through the menopause, and ceases to ovulate, the estrogen levels really drop. This is not a necessary thing. This is something, once again, the human animal, if you will, has decided it needs to do. It's stop producing. And yet, as you age, that is perfectly, obviously going to happen. So the ladies go through withdrawal. And then as their cycles continue, it gets completely botched up. And emotionally becomes botched up. So physicians will give you artificial estrogen or something. You don't need it. You can target these little buggers to go right to the ovaries. And they will begin again to reproduce normally. Once that passage has been made, it may never be able to recover, but if there's any cellular tissue there left, it certainly can recover. Now, most of you have no wish to go back in time to those times. Most of you, with any intelligence at all, are very happy to have those times behind you anyway. It's a real annoyance. So why will you go punish yourself to be like Madonna or something, who is sick enough in her own right? Let's use our intelligence. But we will be able to provide ones who want to specifically, let us say you have liver damage. Let us say you're diabetic and you're on insulin. We can target it to stimulate the little islets of Langerhans, you call them, that which produces insulin, by adjusting the mitochondria, and that is most beautifully done through the ingestion of what they are now going to make available to you called ginkgo, G-E-N-G-K-O. It's a very ancient tree from which this substance is made. It will give you an extremely good feeling of well-being, because it allows the mitochondria to handle those sugars. Does that mean that you won't have to take insulin? For goodness sakes, I have no idea. Certainly, anybody who has been taking insulin knows the reactions that you get when you don't have it, or you overeat with sugars. Go with your body. With more insulin production, you're going to have a better balanced body, plus you're going to have the tools that you need to heal, for instance, a diabetic getting a lesion on the foot or an injury in the extremities, especially, have great, great difficulty healing. You get a diabetic with bed sores, and Audrey can tell you, you cannot heal them. And diabetics very often lose their very feet, toe by foot, because of the circulation, etc. These things can be improved. You will simply function better, just about as you would if you changed from junk food into eating properly. But let's not borrow all that problem. If you just feel better than you did a month ago if you're sick, haven't you done something wonderful for self? These can be triggered directly to the nervous tissue. Ones with damage, injuries to the spinal column or to any nervous system damage can improve and actually regain full use of that nervous system. But if it is completely severed and a portion of it removed and damaged to the point of destruction, use your head. There's no conduit for it to continue to build. Although, if it is intact, it will struggle to grow right through the damaged tissue. And because it will go to its own kind, it will hook them up properly. I don't talk miracles. You are the miracle. These are tools. And for you ones who would be willing to do this, you know what kind of healing is produced by ones who have, especially children. Oh, incredibly with children. Who work with hypnotherapists or physicians who are willing to go into the relaxation and the mental programming. If you could take your liquid, put it under your tongue, go lie down for a little bit, get a good meditation tape, and send those little cells to their proper place mentally. Give your body instructions. Your body knows what to do with this. But you don't ever tell your body that. Father, you know, and through you, my body knows its perfection. Take this and utilize it to the perfection of my body. Visualize these precious life-restoring cells going to every portion of your body. Visualize it healing, casting aside those things that would be called toxins, and bearing them out of the body. You're going to have to do your work too. You're not any magic. And if you want to be sick badly enough, you will be sick. For one thing, you will continually forget to take your medicine. You will continually forget to take your Gandriana. You will find all sorts of excuses that it makes you sick, makes you vomit. It's going to do better in the presence of continued intake of hydrogen peroxide, H2O2. In the particular medium that you get it, it produces a good bit of that on its own, so you certainly can reduce that intake. But especially for joint pains that are caused by a crystalline virus already in those joints, they don't like oxygen. So send them oxygen. Your HIVs. What do we know about HIV? It mutates with every individual in which it's introduced. Everyone. So what does it require to counter it? Something that equally adjusts and will cast it off. And what did I tell you about the little chondrianas and little chondriettes? They have the ability to dissolve the coating, enter any cell, and they will get rid of any foreign object. Viruses are crystalline in form. Most of them have been tampered with and structured manually. And by the same token of the introduction of the disease itself, you can get rid of it. Now, will the government try to close you down? Yes, if you call this a medicine and you go out there and you say, boy, we can cure all the AIDS in the world. You're not going to cure anything. Hold that in your heart. You're not going to cure anything. The person taking it may or may not cure self. If you have ones who want to get well, they're going to be struggling to get well. If there are others out there, I dare you to help me. You're not going to help them. You'll kill the little buggers. You will not allow them to help you. And that's what's happened with so many of the gays in the AIDS programs. They don't want to be healed, really. They wear AIDS as a badge. And they have no intention of moving back into the balance or the pathway of God, of light. They simply want to be well again so they can continue whatever they're doing against God. And God doesn't usually give you much of a helping hand when that is your intent. To enhance the well-being of the body, we've already talked about some of the other things. I highly recommend that you ones who really want to get on the bandwagon of good health, start making your bread from spelt. I don't have any hang-up about what you do, but you're going to feel better, and especially you ones who have any tendency toward any kind of a malignancy or carcinoma, especially a lymphatic Hodgkin's disease type. You will create from spelt all of these wonderful vitamins and minerals, but one specific side benefit from spelt specifically that you do not get from wheat is B17. And it is an anti-malignancy vitamin. I also suggest if you can pull yourself out of your cotton-picking good health books and just for a little while go ahead and eat something saturated. Put a little bit of butter on that bread or in that cereal. There is a substance in butter that you do not get in any other fat other than from animal production that releases the B17. So live it up.
Yeah.
If you cannot bring yourself to do it, then put whatever you want on it. If you could bring yourself to a little, you know, if you're going to make some soup and you're going to make some beans, see if you can find some red lentils. If you can't find red lentils, then by all means get brown ones. And if you can stand it, add a little garlic. Garlic is very, very good for you. It's one of the most ancient treatments of things. I believe it's because people cannot stand to be around you and disease does not spread. On the other hand, it flavors. But, precious ones, it is the red. What makes this bean red? That is what you're after. Colors are important. Color tones have frequency. And your green frequency, or the frequency that is found most often in chlorophyll, is what allows so many things to undergo photosynthesis. And it's a life color. For you who go around checking your chakras, which I'm sorry, I think is a bunch of hogwash too, because you get hung up on your red, white, and blue colors and you forget what it was you sat down to do. But I believe you will find that your heart, or your midsection here, the center of life, is green. You can use all of those toys for tools. But don't get hung up on them. Do you hear me? If you get so distracted into what you're doing that it becomes the obsession, you're going to become unbalanced in another direction.